We are back, and on the phone is Jill Phipps, and her company is called Home Again Seniors Transition Services, easy for me to say. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Hi, thank you, Patty.
And I hear you were having breakfast with Sandra today, talking about coming on the show.
I did, yes.
And there's a whole network of people that are involved with seniors and their issues, and your business must have grown out of your probably caring about seniors a lot and wanting to help them with their transitions in life.
Yes, absolutely. I actually had a grandparent who lived separately from us in another town who we went through the situation where he needed to move from a rural property into town, and none of us were available to help him. So that was my first experience. Is we didn't actually realize that there were services that existed that can help seniors that are in the situation where they need to downsize and move, because a lot of people aren't in the situation where they're able to do that themselves.
And you say we take care of you and your belongings. And even if you are the family member, sometimes seniors, everything is kind of a gem. Like, like my stuff is to me, but to the next generation may not be. And probably someone impartial would help with that process, because you can look at it and maybe they're less likely to fight with you than they are with your family.
Yeah, that's one of the things where you, if you hire a service where it's helpful, is it's just a barrier. It's sort of a an impartial person that can come in when families are having difficulty communicating about those kinds of things. Sometimes it's helpful to have somebody who doesn't have an emotional role in the situation that can come in and, you know, provide support.
And your background, too, you have a lot of degrees, and you're also a certified relocating and transition specialist. So what kind of thing do you have to go through to get that?
It's a course that you can take. It's a North American program. It's offered through the state, and it's really a series of modules that walk you through the process of helping someone to move. And so if you were to work with a certified relocation and transition specialist anywhere in North America, they would follow, you know, a sort of a series of steps that would be similar, that would be recognizable. But the other thing that we do is, you know, when I'm working with someone, I do a consultation at the beginning that's free of charge, and I would go to the person's home, find out about them, look at the home, find out what kinds of services they're interested in, and it is a very individualized process. So the steps are similar, but the kinds of services and support that people need are going to be different just depending on health, on how many things they have to downsize, whether they have things that are, you know, of that have a lot of value that may need to go to auction or things like that. So really what we do is we get together and talk about what their needs are, and then I can let them know what kinds of services I offer that would be of assistance to for their particular situation.
And I love your line, goals are to help you move through the process easily and gracefully. And I think gracefully, that's a nice way to put it, because it is a huge upheaval, and it's stressful at a younger age. When you get to that age, you're probably dealing with the loss of a spouse, you're dealing with the loss of your big house.
Yeah.
And it's not really a negative step, but people think of it as that, like a last step, whereas really can be the beginning of something good for you.
Yes, I agree. And that's, you know, a way that I can help as well. I do, you know, I kind of have come at it from both sides. I have a social work background, so I'm able to provide people with some emotional support as they're going through the process, but also the project management support. And sometimes seniors, if they haven't been in the workforce for a long time or had to deal in situations where they're managing third-party services, such as movers or people working in the home to do upgrades, things like that, even that can be stressful. So I'm a person that can come in and take care of all those things for them so that, you know, if there are difficulties, I'm the person that handles those things. And the goal is for them to go through the process, you know, feeling good about the process, and then also, you know, to avoid the physical toll that moving takes. Because it is, even just going through your belongings and deciding how many pencils you need and what things you need to get rid of, and that is can be a very physically tiring process.
And I've gone through this with my dad, died last year, and then my mom has gone into a retirement home. But she was in her home for a year after that, and after my dad died, and going through that, we had to fix the house up and get her things, and it's so overwhelming to think, what do you keep, what pieces of paper, what cards, what pictures, when they're not able to necessarily do that.
Right.
So where do you start with these steps of yours? Because it would have been really helpful to have someone like you there. Where would you start in this process?
Well, what I would do is, if you were to contact me, if it was your mom that was needing support, or if your mom was to contact me directly, I would go to her home, and we would sit down, and we would talk about where she's at, what the situation is, what the timeline is for her transition, and where she's going to. So we're kind of looking at both things. We're looking at where she's coming from and where she's going to. And then we would talk about all the kinds of services that I can provide. So usually when I go in and do a consultation, just by some of the information that I pick up either from you or from your mom, I start to form an idea about what kinds of things might be helpful. And those are things that I can offer. And you can let me know if that's, you know, if that would be helpful or if it wouldn't. And then what I do is I put together a package for you. So I write a proposal, and it would have all the services that I say that I'm going to provide to you. And then I present that to you, and that's sort of where we start. And then we start with the sorting and the downsizing. So it really depends on the situation, because some people are 55 and are moving to a condo. I mean, that's downsizing for a lot of people that are moving, if their kids have left home and they're moving to just a smaller situation. You know, you still have to go through the process of deciding what stuff you need and what things you don't. But then, you know, there's a lot of different situations. You could have a situation where maybe your mom is in hospital and is going to have to go into some sort of care facility, and you're going to need to facilitate that move with her in the hospital. So there's a whole range of, you know, situations that can happen. What I like to tell people is to start thinking about the downsizing. You know, the farther out that you can go through that process, the better. You know, a lot of times these things happen when there is a health crisis of some sort, but the ideal situation is when a person realizes that, you know, maybe in a year they need to start thinking about where they're going to be living, and then you have a lot more options, you can be more involved in the process than if you suddenly become ill, and then that, you know, is what necessitates your move.
How do you deal with the pictures and the memory items?
So there are a number of things that we can do. One of the services that I offer is, sometimes if it's a family home that someone's been living in, especially if there are things of importance, for example, a garden, we can go in and take pictures of the garden and put together a memory book that would have pictures of the home. We would do that before there's been any downsizing, or, you know, before the things start to be distributed, you know, to the various places that they're going. And that's something that will help capture the memory. But also just reminding people that memories are in your mind's eye, and the physical possessions that you have are not where the memory lies. And so just reminding people that no matter where they live, the special times that they've had with their family members will always be things that they remember. And they can do things like journal, have a scrapbook created, things like that, that will help those things. But I think the reassuring thing for people is to remind them that when they move, that they take those memories with them.
And I think at the end of the day, that's what's important. When you've lost someone, you realize it's really not that knick-knack or anything else. I mean, there are some sentimental things you like, but it really is in your heart, isn't it? And,
yeah.
And where they're with you always.
And I do find that once people actually, you know, go through that downsizing process, it can be stressful, but if I'm providing good support, then I find a lot of people actually find the process quite liberating. You know, if you don't have a need to go through all those, you know, there's a lot of things that don't mean anything, that are just, you know, office supplies and things that you have in your kitchen that you may not need to take with you. And I find that a lot of people, once they get going in the process, that it ends up being a fairly positive process for them, especially if, you know, if I'm providing good support and they don't get too tired, then a lot of times people do well with that. And sometimes, you know, you start out and they want to keep everything, but then you end up resorting a box because they realize, you know, I really don't need that. Or, you know, so most of the time it works out. That process is more positive than you might think that it would be.
And you sound like you're very cool and calm and probably be really great to talk to. And has it helped you in your life at this young age you're at? Well, you know, you're a fairly young woman.
Yes.
Has it helped you live a better life because you know what's ahead and that what's important to you?
Yes, absolutely. And really, I've sorted and downsized my own things. I kind of come back by that naturally. I like to organize. I've done that enough with my own things now that it's helpful to have a job where I'm actually doing that for other people, because I do really enjoy the process of cleaning up things that you don't need and getting the things that you do need nice and organized so that you can find them when you need them. And I kind of enjoy doing that with other people, so my house is organized, and now I've moved on to other people's houses.
Perfect. We're going to come back and spend the last couple of minutes with Jill. Stay tuned.